This is Dishpan Hands. You're listening to DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. On the phone with me now, I've got Sarah of The Creep Show, who are going to be performing this Saturday night in Montreal at Le Studio. And so, Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just in the van on our way to a show.
Great. Well, I think that's so ironic that I've happened to get a hold of you while you're on tour, because one of the big things that I see on the Creep Show website is that you guys are really quite addicted to the kind of the tour business and performing.
Yep. So yeah, we never stop.
So tell me a bit about yourself as a singer and performer. How did you get into this business, and what's a little bit of the past behind your origins in music?
Well, when I was a kid, I really young kid, I always liked to sing and dance and, like, you know, kind of try to be the center of attention. I'm a middle child too, so I think that kind of had something to do with it. But when I became a teenager, you know, my dad always played guitar and his brothers always played guitar. So growing up, we always had, like, campfires and a lot of, like, sing-along stuff. And music was just always around me when I was a kid. And then getting older and starting to, like, discover different kinds of music throughout, you know, like, grade school and high school and stuff like that, it was just a really important thing to me. Like, music always kind of helps you through stuff or gets you, you know, through being bored or whatever. And my dad always had a lot of, like, really rock and roll kind of albums, and he played a lot of guitar and stuff when he wasn't working. So, yeah, I pretty much just grew up around it. You know, everybody in my family is kind of, we're kind of more, like, you know, right-brained.
Yes.
So a lot of us are pretty creative, and I think it just kind of runs in our blood that we need to be doing something, like, active and creative that, you know, is something that we love to do, and music just happens to be one of those things.
So what would you say the soundtrack of your childhood or of your growing up years would have been? What were your folks listening to at home?
Well, like, when I was a kid, it was a lot of more, like, older classical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad played classical guitar, but also a lot of rock and roll. Actually came from, like, a lot of Led Zeppelin.
Sure.
And, like, James Taylor, or like Johnny Cash, stuff like that. Those were, like, the records that he had. And as my dad got older, his taste kind of went down, I think. but as a kid, it was a lot of rock and roll, like a lot of actual, like, kind of hippie rock, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was talking with a performer last week named Rick Reese. He's a country singer, and we were discussing how this generation of performers and artists, and, well, of no matter what kind of industry you wind up going to work in, we have such a different eclectic mix of things to choose from that
yeah.
wind up being our influences. So it's, you know, it no matter what it is that we're putting out or doing, it doesn't mean that that's exactly completely entirely what our influences are either, you know, like there winds up being such a big mix. Like, even though he plays country, his big background and favorite band growing up was Kiss, you know? So, like,
yeah.
That's part of the thing. It's such a great thing to our advantage too, because I think it makes, it gives you, it enriches your sound. And man,
yeah.
The Creep Show, if there's anything you guys have, it is most definitely an enriching sound. It's just,
thank you.
it's such fun music to listen to. I've been, from the moment that I discovered the band, on here in our database at CJMQ, I've been playing your stuff almost every week, and with a great response from the audience. So I'm sure they'll be very pleased to hear that you're on the radio right now. And that's Sarah Blackwood from The Creep Show. So here's the thing, Sarah, I think we should throw on a bit of music, and then we'll come back and record another little part of the interview. I was thinking of something from Sell Your Soul. Is there a track in particular that you'd like to put on there to start with?
Let's see. Maybe Shake?
Sounds good. All right. Well, you're listening to The Creep Show on CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and here is part two of the interview with Sarah Blackwood from The Creep Show. So, Sarah, what's going on currently now? We know you're in the car. You're on your way to a gig as we speak. Tell me about what The Creep Show's up to these days. What's going on? What's new with the band?
Well, we, like you said, we're currently on tour right now. We're doing a North American tour. We started the tour. We did, I think, almost 3 weeks in the States, starting off in, you know, Detroit, Buffalo area, and then making our way down to the South and going across to L.A. And then right now we are on the last leg of the Stomp tour, which is our record label put together this tour with two other bands from the label, and we've all been together for the last, I don't know, like 11 or 12 days, and we have another 6 shows to go. So we've gone from Vancouver all the way across, and now we're playing in Peterborough tonight, which we've never played in before. And we're stuck in traffic, which is pretty like normal at this time of day or any time of day around this area.
Sure.
And we're touring a lot. We put out Run For Your Life just over a year ago, and it feels still like yesterday because since the day it came out, we haven't really stopped.
Of course.
So we've been to, you know, we've been across Canada. We've been to Europe a couple times. We've been to Russia and Finland and in and out of the States, finally, which is cool. We just actually signed to Hellcat Records.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just put Run For Your Life out in the States and Japan and Australia. So coming up, we have some Australian dates and some dates in Japan. So for the last year, we've pretty much just been touring our asses off, you know. We've been working really hard to get this album out there and keep our music going and, you know, have people coming out to shows. And now we're just starting to talk about a third album.
So what about the, now, I'm sort of doing things backwards to a certain extent, but the flow feels right, so let's go with it. Now, describe The Creep Show's sound and influences, because it's something, this is, to some people, the rockabilly, psychobilly, hellbilly kind of mixture has been around for a while, and so there's quite a big following and devotion to the look and the sound, but it's new for a lot of people too, but there's a familiar quality to it. There's something that's relatively comfortable even for somebody who's not used to the sound. So talk to me about this type, you know, the type of music that The Creep Show plays.
Well, I think for us, like starting out as a band, we got pigeonholed a lot to a very specific genre, a very specific audience, being a psychobilly band. But like really what people, I think, have come to learn about us is like we're not just a psychobilly band. And like if anything, like our influences as each as individuals are really different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know like every band says, you know, whatever, like, oh, we're all so different and that's what we bring this together and that's what our sound is. But like, really, like, I mean, as a band, you know, I listen to a lot of old country stuff or like old like bluesy stuff. And actually I'm kind of a sucker for some of the pop stuff that's on the radio.
Sure.
And like our keyboard player is into like a lot of 80s music, and our drummer Matt is pretty like he's into punk and kind of that faster punk rock stuff. And so it actually turns out, whereas like our bass player is really one of the only ones that is into psychobilly.
Okay.
So like we all kind of bring our like our own sounds together and then make it work as the sound that comes out as being The Creep Show. And I think even the difference between the first album and the second album significantly, you know, like we decided like, let's make this album a little bit more punk rock. Let's make these songs a little bit faster, a little bit harder, and a little bit more like with a little bit more attitude. And we're the type of people that we don't subject ourselves to just one specific style of music and say, well, this song isn't good because it's not the same as this song. We're like, oh, okay, this is actually really cool. It's got this, like, country bass line to it, but it's actually a really powerful song. And So we're all pretty open-minded, as like along with like being influenced by different kinds of music. So I think together, and we're all really kind of like understanding people. So we're open to any idea that comes into like the dance space or whatever when we're writing. So we don't really shut down like anything or think anything stupid. Like we're all pretty like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's give that a shot. You know, that might work. And I think that collectively is somehow that comes together, and that's where our sound comes from.
Oh, which, you know, and it really seems, I think it translates through in the music and certainly in your videos, that it looks like you are a group of people that has a lot of fun together.
Well, that's our biggest thing too, like, because we've all been in the like independent or local music scene for a long time, and you know, you see those bands that are like, we're going to do press shots and we're going to be really serious, and if you're laughing in this shot, we're going to have to do it over and over again. Okay, everybody look really tough and really serious. Or they write songs about like how much life sucks and like, you know, how much the world sucks or that everything's against them and or stuff like that. We're all really like if you see us in our van, we're really dorky and we're really like, we have a lot of fun and we're really just big kids. So when we come up with song ideas or we come up with video ideas, it's like, well, what do you guys want for this video? And we're like, pirates. Okay, it's not a song about pirates, but let's do it anyway. Or like, let's have everything drawn in instead of having like this big elaborate set and just have it like, I've always wanted Muppets in our video just because like I think they're awesome. And we're all pretty silly and we're all pretty dorky, and I think because of that, we're not in music to be serious. We're not in music to be rich and famous. We're not in music to have big egos and big heads. We're just like, we love doing it, and that is why we have so much fun.
Oh,
you know, we don't take ourselves seriously.
I'm a high school librarian by morning, and and something I've been doing lately is, of course, I'm always influencing them with, you must read this and you must watch this and you must do whatever. So over the course of the last couple of weeks, I have created the Creep Show has its own fan base now at Richmond Regional High School, and and Zombies Ate Her Brain is. I can hear it from laptops constantly. We have a laptop program in our school board and all the kids have them. So I'll be walking around and I can hear them listening to it. So it's,
that's awesome.
Oh yeah, they're really, really all about it. We're actually going to be filming a B movie. I'm writing it with a group of students that's involving zombies and vampires and a lot of madness in a high school. It's called B+.
Nice.
High school B movie. Perfect. All right. Well, look, we're going to throw on a little more music. Here's more of the Creep Show on CJMQ and part three of the interview in just a few. Part three and the grand finale of this Dishpan Hands interview with Sarah Blackwood from The Creep Show. Now, this Saturday, we got to promo the show, of course, before the end of the interview. This Saturday at Le Studio, do you know what time the show starts, Sarah?
The show starts in Montreal at about 8 or 8:30 probably. It's an all ages show, so it's probably a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I've got all the information, so I'll make sure to promo that to everybody out in Radio Land, because you really don't want to miss it. And there's more than just the Creep Show who are touring. There's the Dreadnoughts, and who else is going to be with you that evening?
The Hypnophonics, which are from Montreal.
Nice. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, here's the thing. Now we've talked a little bit about your influences and musical past and coming together with the Creep Show currently. Now, what's in store for the Creep Show and for yourself as a performer, Sarah? What can we do we have to look forward to?
For the show?
For the show, for life,
for
plans.
we're constantly just trying to like make things, keep things exciting and keep things rolling, and you know, like we try not to get too much into a routine where we feel like we start feeling like if we start feeling a little robotic, we're like, okay, we need to change something. We need to add something, or we need to, you know, write a new song, or we need to whatever. So like pretty much just like, you know, be like, expect for things to constantly be changing, because we're not one of those bands that stick to one very specific regimen and is like, here's how it has to be done and this and this and this. Like, we're constantly trying to, you know, we're on the road so much that we need to keep ourselves busy. We need to keep ourselves excited. And so, like, and live show is a very big thing for us. So, you know, we try to step it up and try to keep stepping it up and making the live show and involving the crowd is a really big deal for us because, you know, they're the reason why we're able to do what we do. So they should be a part of the show too, you know, and just like, yeah, involving everybody and, you know, just having a good time because that's really, really what music is all about.
Oh, it's absolutely.
About having a good time and having fun, you know?
It's about the sharing that charge. Too,
yeah.
You know, it's because the audience is getting a charge out of you guys being there on stage, and the amount that you can amp that up by interacting with them and getting things revved up. Oh man, that forget it. Then you blow the roof off of the place, you know. So.
Yeah, and that's so important to us because you know, like I said, we've grown up going to shows. We've grown up seeing a million bands. We are on tour with a million bands. When the band's not interested in the crowd's not interested in the band.
No, it's absolutely true. If you don't have that actual connection and a contact, it's just not it's not the same at all. You're not getting that quality shared experience. It's about everybody having a great time. So
yeah, exactly. I don't know. Just keep expecting things to change, and hopefully they'll stay exciting for everybody, and everyone will stay interested.
Well, you're on a roll, so I think it's absolutely going to happen. All right, well, now we've come to the end of the interview and the final four, which is the DH listeners out there are getting used to. Now, number one of the questions of the final four would be, what, Sarah Blackwood, would you say would be your greatest strength, if or among your greatest strengths?
Okay. I think determination is one of my biggest ones. I think I'm, especially at this point in my life, I'm incredibly motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whereas I haven't always been in the past. And I think one of my biggest strengths actually is probably overcoming being like an incredibly shy. Like I never really had very many friends at all. And like, I was always very closed off and overcoming that and getting to the point where I am at now, like that's something I'm really proud of. And there's still that part of me, but
mm-hmm.
like one of my greatest strengths now is just being really determined to make the best out of what we can, because you never know how long it'll last. Like people might not give a shit about us tomorrow.
Yep.
So we really have to make the best of what we have right now. And yeah, definitely living in the moment and being determined and motivated.
So, in turn, what would you say would be one of your greatest weaknesses, if not your greatest weakness?
My greatest weakness is my inability to accept things being dirty. No, I have crazy OCD with like keeping stuff clean. But I think on a grander scale,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know. Like I probably I'm pretty emotional.
Okay, so it's more of that reining things in sort of, kind of.
Yeah, maybe like my inability to make a solid decision.
yes, I hear
you. You know, things are constantly changing, like throughout our lives and stuff, and it's really hard to like put anything set in stone. And I don't know if that's really a weakness, but I sometimes feel like, really, like, can I not make a decision on this, you know?
Well, I think it can be kind of debilitating sometimes, because part of it has to do with, if you're a naturally flexible person and you're not having a hard time rolling with things, when it comes to a point where it's like, no, now a decision has to be made, it's really hard to slip out of that
yeah.
way of thinking in that mode, you know?
Yeah.
So I could see that. And it's not only is it, in that case, it's not necessarily that you're limiting or weakened, or weakening anything around you, but it kind of stops you.
Yeah, totally.
It's
frustrating
roadblock.
Sometimes.
Of course.
You're just like, come on, make a decision.
So what would you say is your favorite candy,
Ms. Blackwood?
Twix.
Hands down.
Nice. I love it. I love it when
it used
people
to be
answer
Snickers.
Back. Yeah.
It used to be Snickers, but then we were in Europe, and for some reason in Europe, like, all chocolate bars taste way better.
Really?
And yeah, no offense, Canada or the States, but Europe got, like, Snickers, Twix, all of them, like, way better than we do.
I wonder if it's a chocolate thing. It seems like the Europeans have got the chocolate thing down.
Yeah, I don't know, but, I actually I'm not a big, I don't have a sweet tooth, really. Until, like, our last European tour, I was eating chocolate bars every day, and it was Twix. I was like, they're so good here. It was, like, delicious. So, Twix is probably my favorite candy.
Man, that is a good thing to know. I'm on my European tour. I'm going to, it's what I've got to do.
Yeah.
All right, so what would you say you would like to be remembered for?
Well, I mean, even just saying the fact that, you know, it's like, be remembered by whom? Like, I would like to be remembered by my family as being, like, a really good person and just being loved, you know? That's, like, the most important thing to me in life is family, so. Mm-hmm. But, like, and if anybody else really gives a shit, I would like to be remembered as, like, somebody who, we as a band try to influence people independently, you know, and not get discouraged by things like the big media or big much music bands, and because there is a possibility to do this as a living and not be, it's not like rich and famous or dirt poor eating glue in your shitty van sleeping on the street every night, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like there is a middle part. It's not, you can make like a nice living doing things, like, or even a living doing this. It just takes a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Dedication.
And I think a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work, and you got to really overcome a lot of stuff because they're constantly being, you get up on a little bit of a high and then you get shot back down again. You know, it's like it's a roller coaster, and I would really like to be remembered as somebody who continues to write music regardless of what my position is, like financially or, mentally even or whatever. Like when I get a message on MySpace or in my email or something from somebody that says, like, this song specifically made this, like, situation in my life a lot easier. Or, like, I had a girl come up to us at our show in Regina, and she was like, your music helped me leave my lying, cheating husband.
Wow.
And that, to me, is, like, you know, that's more important than any big label being like, this is a number one hit song or whatever, like, this song is really cool. Like, doing stuff like that for people is why we write music, and is why, like, I also do a solo project, and it's like, I have songs, I have people writing saying, like, I just lost somebody in my family, and this song got me through the last few weeks, and, like, that touches my heart in a way that nothing else can. And even if I'm having a day where I'm like, what am I doing with my life and blah, 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 and that happens, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm doing it. So I would like to be remembered as somebody who maybe influenced somebody else to stay in that frame of mind without losing passion. I want people to have passion in life. And if I can have any part in that and, like, helping people believe that it's still there, then I'm good. You know, I will bartend the rest of my life, but if I did that for somebody, then that's the coolest thing in the world, you know?
Well, I think in that case, what's happening is that you're coming from and working from the place that's behind the music, as opposed to working for what's in front of it and what's promoting it and what's supposed to be sending it around the world, because it's all of that is just a big kind of money machine sort of thing.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from a place that's real and that's what you're putting out and that's the impact that you're having on people, well, then the success is happening, and it's what's going to keep you guys happy in the business too, in the music.
Exactly. Oh. And that's the most important. I hope that I could be remembered as somebody who did something really cool in music, and it wasn't just like 15 minutes and then see you later. Nobody gives a shit, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, Sarah Blackwood, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm very much looking forward to the show on Saturday night, where I'll be able to meet the Creep Show myself and come home with a little audio from the show, hopefully to play on next week's episode of Dishpan Hands. So thanks so much for being on, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. And just for, like, anybody who's coming out to the show, try to get there early, because it is one of the only shows we've ever played in Montreal that's all ages.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people when we come out to Montreal are always like, when are you playing all ages show? So just try to come out early, anybody, so that you can get in and make sure that you see the show.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Take care. Thank you. That was awesome.